Before the heady days of internet shopping, we had Bryant Hardware. You got some impossible to find esoteric gizmo? You could probably find it down at Bryant's. Well, or at least Ma Bryant could. If she couldn't, trust me, Joe Google couldn't either. And if Joe couldn't find it, trust me again, you'd pay top dollar for one when you discovered it in an antique store. My piston-driven well pump quit pumping water about 6 months after I bought my Palace. My water was down over 100 feet in a hand-dug hole 3 feet in diameter. The pump ran fine, it just didn't pull up the water. Down the hole, 105 feet away from quenching my thirst, a foot valve had given out, so we had to pull up the oak rods in 10-foot sections, which meant cutting a hole in the wellhouse roof so we could hoist each of 10 sections high enough to unscrew the upper one from the next one below. It was nerve-wracking work, but then most of life on the South End was nerve-wracking back then. When we got to the end, we found the old leather was blown out. My neighbor, who'd identified our problem in the first place, said we needed to go to town to buy another. Another? I asked, incredulous. Who in holy hell is going to carry a leather for a 1930s well pump system? Ma, he answered. Ma'll have one. Well, we drove to Stanwoodopolis, walked into Bryant's, and asked the owlish woman behind the register if she had our leather. She peered at the ruined one. Then she peered at us. Finally, she got up with a heave, and we followed her into the back section with a 20-foot seal and a stamped tin, what's now the food bank, down the aisle of 1950, over the shelf of 1940, and up to some dusty boxes near the top that was all that remained of the Great Depression. She'd climbed up on a rickety stepladder, pushed aside a Kitty Hawk propeller and a Model T crank, rummaged through Victrola parts, muttered once or twice, and finally came up with the last two leathers in America. I thought I had a couple, she said. I couldn't believe it. $2, she told me. Probably the price back in 1928. You folks who buy your hardware in plastic wrapping and expect the part you want has long been obsolete. Well, that may be the modern condition, but for a long time on the South End, time meant nothing in Bryant's. Ma finally died a decade ago, and, well, we lost the 20th century overnight. Needless to say, I got a modern pump now that I can't get replacement parts for my old one. And you know, I'm sure, when it malfunctions, it can't be repaired.